Hello and welcome back to What's Occurring. It's been a while and what a day to come back. I am currently walking down the River Thames in London by the London Eye to get to Westminster because it is a massive day. It's budget day and there's a tube strike, so of course I can't get anywhere. But given how important the cost of living and the economy is at the moment, budget day really is a big deal, and so I thought I'd take you with me as I cover it for the radio and for social media. And so yeah, we'll have a few interviews later reacting to what's announced, and we'll just generally try and take in the vibe and also why it matters, because times have changed a lot recently when it comes to the economy. We had Liz Truss and her mini budget, which went badly wrong. And ever since then, we've seen Rishi Sunak, the new Prime Minister, try and implement some stability and generally restore a bit of calm all over government, but especially when it comes to the economy. Jeremy Hunt is still the Chancellor, but he is taking that very much more calm, stable approach too. The economy has improved since October. It's been steadily shrinking slightly, then growing slightly. It shrank in December, it's grown in January. And it's sort of stuck in a bit of a rut. So I think the point of today is going to be to try and kickstart the economy. Jeremy Hunt's going to want to provide a real boost, be it to businesses or to individuals. He's going to want to try and kickstart growth again. That's what he said. But in a way which isn't going to jump scare everyone like Liz Truss, because let's face it, no one wants to go through that again. But let's see what happens. The big announcements, we think, are going to be on childcare. So 1 and 2 year olds are going to get free childcare, which they've not had in the past. And also investment, like I said. So some businesses are going to be able to invest without paying for anything because they'll be able to offset it against their tax. So that will mean more people in work, more investment in the UK if it pulls off, and if that's what happens. And so maybe that will give Jeremy Hunt what he wants. But let's see later today. Let's see what happens with the forecast, because after a budget, you get independent organisations giving their forecasts for the economy, so we can see realistically what things might mean, not just what the government says they'll mean. And that'll give us a good picture by the end of the day of the state of the economy and where we're going. I'm at Westminster now, and I thought it's probably just worth explaining why all of this matters, because the budget, everyone sort of knows the name, but do you see the impact of it after today? You do, but you might not notice it, you might not know it, because basically the budget is where all of the tax rates, all of the inflation cutting measures, so the things that impact prices in the shops, and other bonus things like childcare is a big one today, free childcare. They all get decided here today. And so days like today really do impact how much money is in your bank, what you're spending it on, and where your tax goes if you pay tax, and how much tax you're paying. All of these little things that come out of your bank, your tax, the fuel you put in your car, however much that costs, your groceries, the price of those will be altered by what is said today, by the general performance of the economy, but also more specific measures. So if there's something in the budget to, for example, today is free childcare, or to freeze the amount of tax you pay on fuel or on alcohol, then the cost of your pint will be cheaper than it once was, because you'll be paying less tax on it. And those things really do matter, and they make a difference. As expected, not too many big surprises from Jeremy Hunt this afternoon, but one big announcement. That's on childcare. If you have a child between 9 months and 2 years old, you'll now be entitled to over 30 hours of free childcare a week if both parents are working. That will allow a lot of young mums especially to come back into the workforce, something Jeremy Hunt was very proud of and keen to encourage in his speech earlier today. What else have we got? The energy price guarantee will stay the same. That means the average energy bill, as predicted, will remain at £2,500 for the next 3 months instead of rising as was planned. We've also got freezes to fuel duty, so the price at the pump won't go up, and a Brexit benefit from the Chancellor. The price of alcohol, so pints poured in a pub, will not go up. The duty on that won't go up. One of the shocks we did have, the abolition of the lifetime pension cap. So there will no longer be a cap on how much you can pay into your pension. He said this was to encourage doctors back to work, but I'm sure plenty of others will be encouraged by that too. And 12 new investment zones. So they are areas where money will be poured into to create success and bring new businesses to otherwise run down areas. And finally, perhaps the most important of them all, £200 million to fix potholes.
Yeah, so it's Alan, A-L-A-N, Sody, S-O-A-D-Y, and I'm from the Federation of Small Businesses, or FSB for short. Today, the Chancellor had a real opportunity to do things to get growth into the economy, to support small businesses as the engine of the economy, and he missed it. There was a bit of help on energy for households, but not for small businesses. There was an extra £27 billion effectively for big businesses, but not much there for small businesses. And really, if you look historically, it is small businesses and the self-employed who drive economic recovery. But there are 5.5 million small businesses and self-employed in the UK. They account for 60% of all private sector jobs in the UK. And without helping them through what has been a sustained cost of doing business crisis and reduce that burden and get measures to promote growth, create jobs, promote innovation, you're not going to get that economic recovery. The confidence of small business owners has been at rock bottom over the last year or so. It was obviously low during the pandemic, but as we came out of that, with all of the headwinds, with all of the cost pressures, the energy bills, the inflation, it has been a pretty gloomy and pessimistic time. Now, yes, it is welcome that we're not entering a technical recession, but if you're running a small business, it doesn't matter whether it meets a technical definition or not, you're still feeling it in the pocket, you're still feeling it within the business, where you know that you're potentially really struggling and you're having so much going out in taxes and in extra expenditure that you haven't got money to invest, you haven't got money to grow, maybe to take on an extra member of staff.
Consumption of electricity is relentless as well, and when the price goes up, we need to raise our price. Customers are already squeezed to the limit. We don't want to do it, but we cannot sponge, you know, the costs constantly. But we are facing with the situation, do we want two people to come to the pub less because we keep raising the prices, or do we try to keep it at a sustainable kind of level? And we take on us that increases constantly. But comes a time when the landlord here can't do it. It just say, man, that's enough. I mean, there is a limit to how much a person can take on. And I totally understand, I totally agree. I mean, there cannot be a situation where we only take, when we are the mitigating factor for the costs of the government. And it cannot be the fault of small businesses, because today is a great example. The tube is on strike, the teachers are on strike, the universities have issues, doctors went on strike. So it's not just small businesses who are struggling. It seems like everyone's struggling across the whole board. Now, the government say they can't afford, or yes, can't afford, or not can't afford. But realistically, that same government, or that same party, just a few months ago, wanted to give billions away to rich people, regardless of how much it's going to cost. So the money was there, according to the numbers. The money was there. Where it disappeared, why it always come on working class people back, you know?
It's nearly 5 o'clock now and I am exhausted because I've just spent the day running around Westminster and all of the surrounding areas getting reaction to the budget and what's happened. And from what I can gather, the reaction is kind of what the reaction to a budget is. It's partly people saying, the devil is in the detail, we've got to wait and see. It's partly people saying, we really don't like this, and others saying, we really do like this bit or that bit. So in that way, we're still waiting to see whether this budget is a success or not. But I think there are some clear winners and some clear losers today. One of the key measures announced was on childcare. So people who have kids from 9 months old up to 2 years old will now be able to get some free childcare, which they couldn't get before. That makes them big winners because that means their parents can go back to work and they're contributing to the economy, but also they're earning for themselves, which is great. Being a pensioner or a near pensioner is also pretty good at the moment, because the cap, which meant that people could only pay into their pension pot for up to just over £1 million, has been dropped. So you can carry on working and carry on paying into your pension over £1 million, which means that if you're in your, I don't know, your late 50s, your early 60s, you've earned quite a lot of money and paid quite a lot into your pension, you might now want to come out of early retirement because you're allowed to earn more and put it in your pension pot. And so it's a pretty good day for them. There are some measures which help everyone though. Fuel duty, so that's the tax on fuel, isn't going up. So that will save everyone who drives a car quite a bit of money. And also, if you buy a pint in the pub, which I suspect is more than one or two of you, the cost of the tax on a pint in a pub is not going to go up. So that's pretty good for you. There's also some quite random extras, which you always get in a budget, but this year especially so. There's some money for swimming pools, because it costs more to heat a swimming pool now than it used to. So they're getting a few £1 million. And my personal favourite, £200 million to fill in potholes. Yes. £200 million. Make of that what you will. But overall, I'm pretty sure Jeremy Hunt is going to be quite happy with how today has gone, because there's not been a major crash. We've not seen the shocks which we saw after Liz Truss's so-called mini budget last autumn, which sent the financial markets into a frenzy. There's been none of that. The reaction hasn't been overwhelming joy, but it's not been terrible either. It could definitely have been much worse. And his plans kind of worked. Making sure there was no surprises, keeping the reaction quite sensible, has done well for him. That said, the overall picture for the economy is pretty bleak. Growth has actually been revised up today, which means that in the sort of long term, next year, for the next 5 or so years, growth is not great, but it's better than they thought it was going to be. And this year, we're not technically going to go into a recession, even though the economy is going to shrink very slightly. But that said, we're also going to have the sharpest drop in living standards in over 50 years, according to the Office for Budget Responsibility, who are independent, so they're not making a political point there. That's just the reality. That, combined with Brexit, with the end of the pandemic, and the instability around the hangover from Liz Truss, is going to be difficult for this country in the short term and in the medium term, I think. So overall, how's today gone? It's gone all right, but it's a long road ahead.